Chapter 8. Thousand Colors of Life. Life is a canvas of a thousand hues. Spring blossoms and autumn's browns and blues. Sometimes the sun, sometimes the rain. Each shade a part of life's vibrant chain. Shadows may fall or bright light prevail. Betrayal may come or love never fail. Life's colors are many, its palette is wide. A journey of emotions, a tumultuous ride. Yet we keep walking, we keep learning to live. We take joy and sorrow in equal measure and give. Embracing the beauty of every single shade and finding happiness in the colors that life has made. For every color is unique and bright, a vibrant reflection of life's pure light. We cherish them all, the joy and the strife. For in this canvas we call life, there are a thousand colors of life. Chapter 9. From Good to Great. The challenges in between. Famous Hindi poet Shri Harivansh Rai Bachchan rightly said through these meaningful lines that the boat does not cross fearing the waves, and those who try never lose. It's clear that without doing anything substantial, neither you will be cheered nor become great. In simple words, greatness means to be an extraordinary person among millions who is loved and followed. Then to some extent, you will be able to reach near greatness. It requires to sacrifice a lot. And it's not so easy to sacrifice. Suppose you are asked today that you have to give up your favorite food or a dress that you like very much. I'm sure you will think twice. As it's not easy to give up or separate from something that you are attached to or you like very much. If it was so easy, this world would have been filled with millions of great people. We have many such examples before us. Those who have given up everything, only then have they attained greatness. Lord Ram is such a shining and inspiring example of sacrifice. He did not hesitate to sacrifice his kingdom. He suffered even deeper losses and he lived in exile. Another meaning of greatness is to do good to others. And the person who is able to do it attains the pinnacle of greatness. In whatever field you want to be great, say you want to be great in your family, then you have to set an example of an ideal life by giving up the vices and the demerits and upholding high moral values. It will help you to earn respect of family members and they will get inspired. Apart from this, never allow distraction to divert your attention from the goal of your life. Face the problems bravely that come on the way, and gradually you will see that you have walked on the path of becoming an accomplished and a great person in that field and in your life too. Greatness does not mean becoming a sage or a saint, leaving the mundane life and going into the forest. Greatness doesn't only mean being successful on your own, but how many others you make successful along with you. It is said that behind a successful person, there is someone else standing behind. So, along with being successful, you can also become that person standing behind. Then you attain success plus greatness both inside you. Think, when there is greatness in your life, how beautiful life will be. Instead of chanting and shouting, success, success, you will start working for greatness and then you will become a successful person. You won't even know, but take that first step towards greatness. This path will lead you from success to greatness. When you get busy in the efforts of greatness, then you will get a crown of greatness that cannot be found anywhere else. Hence, the only way to overcome a challenge is to face it head on with courage and determination. Chapter 10. Essential steps on the journey from good to great. Embarking on a journey from good to great is a personal endeavor, and every individual's path may differ. The journey from good to great is a challenging one, and there are several inevitable points that require individuals to take certain must-do actions in order to achieve success. These include controlling yourself, controlling your brain and focusing, continuing to learn, updating yourself, being simple and not complicating things, following the rules, learning to forgive, keeping up with the changes and challenges, learning to attract, not impress. I must tell you, there is no alternative to a relentless pursuit of excellence. Chapter 11. Self-control. The art of mastering yourself. Life is also like a moving car. If it is uncontrolled, an accident is bound to happen. Self-control is an art in itself. Control over oneself is indeed an important aspect of personal growth and success. It requires self-discipline, awareness, and the ability to resist temptations that may lead us astray from our goals. By developing self-control, we can make better decisions, maintain healthy relationships, and even manage our finances more effectively. One of the most critical areas where self-control is required is in our emotional responses. For example, speaking too much, reacting with anger, or taking decisions under emotional influence can harm you immensely. It can spoil your relationships, career, and even demean your social image. Learning to manage our emotions and avoiding to react impulsively can prevent us from making regrettable decisions that can harm ourselves or others. This can be particularly important in situations of conflict, where reacting emotionally can only exacerbate the situation and lead to long-lasting damage. Another area where self-control is crucial is in managing our resources, including our time, energy, and finances. By being disciplined in our spending habits, we can avoid falling into debt and financial hardship. We can also invest in opportunities that can provide long-term benefits, rather than indulging in short-term pleasures that may harm us in the long run. Developing self-control is a key component of personal growth and success, and it requires consistent effort and practice. But the benefits of having a strong sense of self-discipline can be significant. By taking control of our actions, emotions, and resources, we can achieve our goals and become the best version of ourselves. Remember, only a self-controlled person can write history. Chapter 12. The power of focus for unlocking your potential. Have you ever thought why, despite having all the necessary resources like money, talent, or time, you still struggle to achieve your goals? Isn't it frustrating when we can't accomplish what we set out to do? The answer may lie in our ability to focus. Concentration is the key to success. Yet many of us struggle with distractions that prevent us from achieving our full potential. We often analyze ourselves and wonder why we haven't been successful or why we are not able to follow through on our plans. To overcome these obstacles, it's essential to control our brain and improve our focus. By training ourselves to concentrate on a task at hand, we can eliminate distractions and increase productivity. This means setting clear goals and prioritizing tasks that align with those objectives. Controlling your brain for better focus is crucial for achieving success. Don't let distractions hold you back from reaching your full potential. Take control of your thoughts and channelize your energy towards accomplishing your goals. With practice and persistence, you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. So, it's essential to focus our attention on what we want to accomplish. When we concentrate on something, it seems to magically expand and obstacles begin to fade away. However, staying focused is not as easy as said, especially when the road ahead is long and challenging. To maintain our focus, we need to have an idea that makes that expansion our life. We should think about it constantly, dream about it, and make it settle in our mind and body. This level of concentration can seem daunting, but it's crucial for success. During difficult times, doubts and distractions may try to steer us off course. However, by having self-belief in ourselves and our abilities, we can stay on track towards achieving our goals. Of course, it takes time and effort to reach fame and success. Remember, there are no shortcuts or quick fixes. Like Arjun from the Mahabharata story, who shot his arrow by focusing only on the eye of the fish. We must also shoot for our goals with unwavering focus. Only and only then can we overcome all obstacles and achieve great things. The power of focus combined with self-belief is a potent force that can help us accomplish anything, just about anything we set out to do. So let's keep our eyes fixed on the prize and work tirelessly towards achieving our dreams. Focus is not just about saying no to distractions, but about saying yes to what really matters, no matter how difficult it is.